Perfect. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure.
All right. So just so I know exactly where you are, what was the last weekly recording you listened to?
Module 3.
Perfect. All right. So you've done a lot of work with the Diet for the Mind, so I'm going to want to check in on that. And you've been learning about state of being.
Mm-hmm.
So we're checking on that as well. And then on top of it, we're going to take you into acceptance, which is exciting.
Exactly.
So, good. So just before we jump into that, just give me an idea of how you're doing with your Diet for the Mind, how you're doing with spending time with your vision, your mental filter, and then feeding your mind. Give me a little update.
Okay. Diet for the Mind, still somewhat a struggle. I mean, I'm
okay.
Definitely try to, because I have some physical symptoms with, kind of along with like anxiety, and I just had some physical issues with, I don't know if you have all my notes in front of you or whatever, but anyway, this all kind of started back 6 months ago when I started having a lot of physical things going on.
Okay.
And so I'm still kind of have those, and so
sure.
those sometimes will kind of start getting the best of me, and I try
yeah.
to, yeah, so I try to, you know, start really getting my focus off of that, but it's kind
mm-hmm.
of hard when the physical things are happening and going on. So
sure.
that's what I'm kind of struggling with, but, you know, it's, the program is making a little bit more sense to me, you know, week by
okay.
week. With,
yes.
you know, the part of I'm accepting whatever. And so I do see by, you know, doing that and kind of focusing on that, that it does kind of take my mind elsewhere. I mean, it definitely does not, I don't go down that road, you know, it's so deep in my thoughts and so.
Yes.
So anyway.
Okay.
So I would say definitely making some progress, but still having some struggles for sure.
Okay. No worries. Perfect. And here's the thing. You're in week 3. This is
right.
all new. It's out of the box, right? It's out of the
right.
box in its philosophy and its application. So you're, you know, as long as you're continuing to apply no matter what, that's all that we can request and require.
Right.
So just keep, make sure, are you spending time with your vision?
Yes, I am, and I've done that, and then I've kind of, you know, just try to work on expanding my vision, and but I really, I don't know, I think with my vision, I just think there's a lot of unknowns as far as I'm new to retirement,
mm-hmm.
a little over a year, so just trying to kind of figure all that out, so that's
mm-hmm.
where my mind kind of, you know, when I'm focusing on my vision, I kind of think, well, you know, I'd like a part-time job, that kind of thing.
Perfect.
But, you know, so I try to think of, you know, going in the direction that I want to go in.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm just thinking at this point in time, that's where my mind ends
yeah.
up taking me back to. How can I get there right now with what I'm experiencing with anxiety and the different things that I'm experiencing.
Yeah. Perfect.
So
okay.
anyway. I'm just trying to focus on it. I'm doing my best to focus on it and read it and try to imagine it to that kind of thing. So,
perfect. That's all you need to do right now. That's perfect.
Okay.
Just keep it in the forefront of your mind. Keep your attention on it, and then make sure you're making decisions all day long that are in alignment with it as much as you can. And it sounds like
okay.
you are. It's just the physical and the anxiety that you're experiencing. Pulls you a little bit off of that, and that's
right.
fine. You just gently pull yourself back. This is not a battle.
Okay.
You don't have to overcome anxiety. You just have to get you to focus on where you're going, and then with the acceptance, stay in alignment with where you're going.
Okay.
That's the secret sauce. That's the recipe. So, and your microvision, what's your microvision?
Okay, so it's like I am calm, I am content, I am peace, I am happy. I am joy, I'm present in the moment, and I'm free to live my life in freedom.
Beautiful. Okay. So make sure that when you're kind of getting pulled towards the physical stuff, just gently bring yourself back with just recite your microvision, make it simple, right? And remember, your job is not to believe your microvision. Your job is to feed it to your mind.
Okay.
Really important.
Okay, that's helpful. Okay.
Yeah, because we want to believe it, but we don't because we're experiencing resistance. That's all cool, but you'll get frustrated by that. So just remember, this is about feeding it, not believing it right now.
Okay. Okay, now that's very helpful. Because
you're
trying to
imagine you struggle with that.
yes, I do. So
perfect. Okay. So it sounds like you're doing okay with the depth of the mind. You will always, you know, you don't drop any component of this program as we move forward. So really dial in and stick with that. Perfect. And then did you and Mike actually practice acceptance together on your last call?
We did.
Beautiful. All right.
Yep.
Tell me how your acceptance has been going. Have you been doing the half hour every morning?
Yes, I have, and then I try to do it throughout the day. And I think that's probably where I'm struggling more. I think I'm doing better with more of the morning thing because I have the time to do it. But throughout the day, you know, when I'm having any kind of anything, I, you know, tend to veer off and say, okay, no, this is what I'm supposed to be doing and, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be saying and that kind of thing. So throughout the day, I'm struggling somewhat, but definitely doing my 30 minutes. And then sometimes even before I go to bed, I try to do at least 15 to 30 minutes.
Beautiful. Okay. So this week is all about making sure that you've got the foundation of the acceptance and helping you to expand your experience with it, okay? And week four is even more of that because what's really important here is that you recognize that you've been operating unconsciously for a very long time. And when we're unconscious, what we do is we unconsciously choose our state of being. And our state of being is the thing that creates everything. It creates our feelings, our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our reality. So when we're unconsciously choosing our state of being, we run the risk of unconsciously choosing resistance, which, let's be honest, that's kind of our default.
Right.
And we've been choosing it for a very long time. Doesn't matter how long we've been choosing it because our freedom is in the fact that at any moment we can choose acceptance, which will expand acceptance, which will change our feelings, thoughts, words, actions, and our reality. So think of resistance and acceptance as computer programs. You know, we get to choose which program we want. When we're unconscious, we throw in the resistance and we keep getting resistance and we keep fighting the resistance, so we keep choosing the resistance over and over again. Mm-hmm. If we're conscious, we can throw in the acceptance program and the acceptance will start to create our feelings, thoughts, words, actions, and reality. And then because we're happy, we'll stay aware and keep choosing that program. So what's really critical to acceptance is awareness. So when I hear you say that it's harder during the day, it just simply means you drop your awareness during the day.
Right.
Okay, and then you unconsciously choose the resistance, and then it expands, and you experience it, and then maybe at some point, it gets to the point where it shakes your awareness, and then you become aware, and you do the acceptance. Would that be an honest assessment?
Yep, it would be.
Perfect.
Yep.
So what you want to do is become aggressively aware. This is not a reactive thing. So a lot of people will use acceptance, and when they start, they just use it for resistance. So when the resistance comes in, I do my acceptance. No. This is a constant, consistent choice all day long. When I say all day long, as soon as you're aware you're awake, the only thing you do is accept, right? Because if you just lay there and you're thinking, guess what? You're unconsciously choosing the same state of being that created that thinking in the first place. And if that thinking is anxiety, you're unconsciously choosing more anxiety.
Wow.
So
really?
It's powerful, right?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, so you really just really be accepting all day long. I mean, sometimes I have a problem trying to figure out, okay, what are my feelings? What am I feeling right now? So, I mean, is it like I'm really supposed to be walking around all day long? Okay, how am I feeling? Is that really?
It's not necessarily how you're feeling. Like when you do your 30 minutes, you're supposed to just listen. That's what awareness is, the act of listening.
Yeah. Right.
So you're listening, and you're listening to your thoughts and feelings. You're listening to the words that come out of your mouth. You're looking at your actions and saying, is my action in alignment with what I want, right? Mm-hmm. So awareness is the act of listening. So you don't ask yourself what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. You listen, right? So you're going through your day and you have the thought or you have the feeling of anxiety. It's just there. Great. I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay. And then your next thought is, no, it's not. I hate it. All right, great. I accept I'm experiencing hatred right now. It's okay. But what if it never goes away? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. But I really hate it. I accept I'm experiencing hatred right now. It's okay. And then you check in and there's that anxiety. I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay. That's the process. Okay. And it's never ending. Because in order to become a master and actually live in acceptance, you've got to consistently choose it. The action of acceptance is the only bridge to the world of acceptance. There is no other way to get there. So what you want to do this week is really focus in on your awareness and be aggressively aware.
Okay.
And now when you say you don't, and let's go back to when you said you don't know what you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, right? If you're, if you have no clue what your state of being is, you're in a state of being of confusion.
Okay.
I don't know. That's confusion. All right. I accept I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. If you kind of know what your state of being is, but you don't know how to label it.
Yeah, exactly. That's really what I'm struggling with as much as anything.
Yeah. Check in with what you're feeling. Check in with what's going on in your body. If you feel okay, it's acceptance. So you would say, I accept I'm experiencing acceptance right now. It's okay. If you don't feel okay, it's resistance. It's very simple.
Okay.
I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. Don't get caught up in wordsmithing your state of being. With that said, we do want you to identify your current state of being, no matter what it is, from love to hatred, everything in between. Right? We want you to get, you know, be honest about it. Because it's in the resistance of certain states of being that we've created this experience of resistance. Now we want to create the experience of acceptance, but you can't do that by resisting any state of being. So if you're not sure, check in with how you're feeling. It's either acceptance or resistance. Easy peasy. Okay?
Okay.
Making
better sense.
Yeah. And then what you want to do as well is, you know, acceptance, the clock on it starts as soon as you're aware you're awake. You start accepting. And as you're laying there, you're accepting. As you're thinking, you don't just lay there and think. From now on, you accept through the thinking.
Okay.
So as soon as you're aware you're awake and you feel anxiety, you just wake up with that feeling. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay. But I wonder how long it's going to last. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. But what if it lasts all day and I can't do anything? Except I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. You just keep accepting through the thoughts. Your job is not to reconcile your thoughts and feelings. Your job is to choose acceptance.
Okay.
And you choose it by listening with your awareness, identifying your state of being, and then accepting. I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay.
Yeah, I think I was kind of caught up in the labels of how I'm feeling kind of thing.
Sure.
So, okay.
Yeah, no, just keep it simple. But again, with that said, you know when you're experiencing anxiety.
Right?
So if it's anxiety, it's anxiety. I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay. But if you're unsure, always just check in with your feelings, with how you're feeling in the moment, and just identify it. Whatever it is, that's what it is in that moment. Just accept it. The power is in the acceptance, not in identifying your state of being. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does.
Perfect. So I want to practice it with you.
Okay.
Make sure you've got a really solid foundation. And then if you have any questions after we practice, we might, you know, if I stop you, it'll be to add value. And maybe we'll, you know, a question will come up. So we'll do that. So we'll practice it. If questions come up, I'll answer them. And then we'll just make sure that you're really set to take, you know, turn the dial up on this week. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I just want you to sit. You know the phrase, right? I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. So you don't need anything in front of you. Just close your eyes and just listen. And then just you go ahead, identify the state of being, and then say out loud, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. And then immediately go back and listen to the next thought or feeling. identified. And let's just cycle through several times.
Okay. I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now, and that's okay. I accept I'm experiencing struggle right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing distraction right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing worry right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing calm right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing relief right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing unknown, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing stress right now, and it's okay. Except I'm experiencing inadequate, and it's okay.
I'm sorry, what was that one, Susan?
Inadequate.
Okay, great. Inadequacy, great.
I accept I'm experiencing depression right now, and it's okay.
All right, Susan, you're doing, first of all, you're doing a fantastic job, but I hear you. In your voice, there's probably some sadness there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead and accept the sadness.
I accept I am experiencing sadness right now, but it's okay.
Is it still sadness? Keep accepting it. If it's still sadness, keep accepting it. Go ahead.
I accept I'm experiencing sadness right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing worry right now, and it's okay. I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm, and that's okay.
Sort of being of overwhelm. Yep. All right, Susan, let's stop there. First of all, really good job. You know, for being just a week with a little bit of practice last week on the call with Mike, you're doing a great job. You're listening. You're identifying. So, you know, some people will say, I accept I'm experiencing and then stop. And then they start searching for a state of being. You're not doing that. What I'm hearing is you're listening. You grab the thought or feeling, you identify the state of being, and then you go ahead and accept. Beautiful. I have a feeling you're skirting around sadness a little bit. If it's sadness, it's sadness, Susan. It's all good. And, you know, it doesn't feel okay. But this is what we do with acceptance. This is our power to, instead of resist the sadness, we accept it. It's okay. And if you resist that, then you accept the resistance there. It's all okay. So if it's sadness, please accept the sadness. Is there a little resistance when it comes to sadness?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's okay. Do you find a little resistance when it comes to the state of being of sadness? Do you resist it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I want you to be really aware of sadness. Anytime it comes up, I don't want you to put it there. But if
okay.
it's there, I really want you just to keep accepting. And if it's still sadness, keep accepting. If you're still sad, keep accepting sadness. So this is not about changing the state of being you're accepting. If it's sadness for 100 times, it's sadness for 100 times. You know, if it's happiness for 10 times, it's happiness for 10 times. Whatever it is, you just be honest about what you're currently experiencing. And to me, it sounded as though you might have been like when you accepted the sadness and then you accepted worry.
Mm-hmm.
You still had the sadness in your voice. Just stick with the sadness.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
what you're experiencing, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. I mean, I think it's probably a combination of things with, with some of the physical things. So I think.
Yeah. But your job is to identify your current state of being. So don't, you don't know what your current state of being is until you check in with yourself with your awareness and find out what it is. Don't assume what it is. Very important.
Okay.
This is about an experience and paying attention to your experience, something we were never taught to do.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Keep your attention on what thoughts and feelings you're experiencing, any words that you say, listen to them, hear them, identify the state of being and accept. Okay? When it comes to physical symptoms, this is really important. You don't accept pain. Pain is a physical manifestation of the anxiety, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the body, literally, the state of being is creating what's happening in the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't accept the effect, you accept the state of being. So if you have a pain in your leg, you don't accept the fact that you're experiencing pain, you accept your state of being about the pain. So if you're experiencing an anxiety symptom, clearly you experience sadness about that or frustration or worry. That's what you accept. You accept your state of being in the moment about the pain or about the symptom. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'll write that down because let's see.
Yeah. It certainly could be fear too.
Yeah. So... repeat that one more time if you don't mind. You said it's
No, absolutely. You don't accept the fact that you're experiencing pain. You accept your state of being about the pain.
Being about the pain. All right. Okay.
So that's really important.
Yeah.
You have to remember the only thing that's happening is you're choosing the state of being and it's manifesting. You've been unconsciously choosing anxiety. Okay, now you're going to consciously choose acceptance. So every time you say, I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now, it's okay. You're consciously choosing to replace the anxiety with acceptance. Now what you want to do is make sure you can't replace something with something else if you're inconsistent, right? So you want to make sure that you're consistently choosing acceptance no matter what the state of being is. Like you said, it could be happiness, it could be sadness, it could be lack, it could be abundance. It doesn't matter. You just keep accepting.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, in terms of getting really consistent with this week, I want you to look for all those moments that you're alone and in your head just thinking. Now, you don't have to be alone to do that, right? What percentage of the day do you think we're thinking?
It feels like it's 99% of the day is what
exactly.
I feel like.
Because it's probably true. So what we want to do is get really good at accepting through that thinking. The times when we're alone doing menial tasks is a huge opportunity because during those menial tasks, we're unconsciously doing the task, but we're also unconsciously thinking and therefore unconsciously choosing our state of being.
Mm-hmm.
So look for all those moments. You know, for example, as soon as you wake up, you want to be accepting. You're alone, you're thinking, accept. Well, you may not be alone, but you're in your head thinking, accept. You're taking a shower, accept. You're getting ready, accept. You're doing dishes, accept. Accept, and again, when I say accept, accept through the thinking, accept through what you're feeling, okay? When you're driving, you know, it's an unconscious task, so make sure you're accepting, using that time to accept. When you're pumping gas at a gas station, accept. When you're standing in line at a grocery store, accept. When you're, you know, walking from one room to another, you're thinking, accept through the thinking. There's so many opportunities during the day that you can be accepting your state of being instead of unconsciously thinking and therefore unconsciously choosing your state of being. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keeping your mind more focused on your state of being.
Exactly. And then
run wherever it wants to.
Right. Being aware, really listening to your thoughts. With the awareness, you're listening. So you have an opportunity to accept. But if you're not listening, you're unconscious and you're unconsciously choosing your state of being. So look for all those moments throughout the day when you're just in your head thinking and accept through the thinking. Okay? And when you find that you've been thinking for a bit and your awareness kicks in, just gently bring yourself back to acceptance. Just start accepting again. Very simple. So this week is all about getting much more consistent with the acceptance.
Okay.
And, you know, to your point at the beginning of the call, you do it for 15 minutes before bed. Excellent. But you should be doing it until you fall asleep.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? And then if you wake up in the middle of the night, you should be doing it.
Yep. And all right. And I'm happy. And so, yeah.
Perfect. So that, perfect. Good. Yeah. So this week is all about consistency.
Okay.
So what questions do you have? Anything at this point?
No, I think we kind of touched on them, kind of how I was getting caught up in really categorizing my, you know, resistance and trying to figure out, okay, well, what is this? What category does this fall up under kind of thing? And I don't know, it seemed like there was one question. I think Mike had mentioned it on his little blurb, whatever, you know, that he did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Let's see here. Okay. He was about like shift to like positive thoughts or whatever. So at what point are you really shifting to positive thoughts? Is it like, okay, you're accepting. And is it after you're accepting, I mean, just like in your, you know, like you said, when the rest of your day or your, you know, when you're pumping gas or whatever, another, is that when you shift to positive thoughts, or exactly when does a positive thought come in?
I would, at this point, since you're learning acceptance and this is all about consistency, just stay consistent with the acceptance, because the acceptance will create the positive, well, you know, it's not really positive thoughts, it's acceptance thoughts, right?
Okay.
Where, you know, thoughts that are related to abundance and wealth and love and connection and peace and calm and health and vitality. That's the state of being of acceptance. That state of being is going to create those thoughts. So when we talk about the diet for the mind and where you have your attention, you know, you want to use your microvision, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's where you want your attention. So accept your state of being and then keep accepting. But then when you're reading your vision and you think about your vision, you may want to think about what you can do to move towards that vision. So throughout the day, you can remind yourself of the vision with your microvision, but you're still going to keep accepting. You're not going to drop the acceptance. You're going to be consistent with acceptance. Don't try to change anything. I want you to really dial into just accepting the state of being and letting the acceptance manifest. And the only way it can, like I said, is through consistency. So just stay dialed in there. Don't worry about your thoughts or feelings. Just use them to identify your state of being so you can choose acceptance for now.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Awesome. I'm so happy for you. You're doing a great job. And next week, jump on my schedule. I'll follow up with you on acceptance. And any questions throughout the week, please box for us so that we can help, okay?
And I think I definitely will be out of town. So maybe the beginning of the following week, would that work?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, okay, that's good because we were
but
going
keep
on
doing
vacation.
The work. Doesn't
yeah,
matter if
yeah.
you're out of town, you can always do acceptance, right? It's in your head, you can do it.
Yep, exactly. Yep, you got to all the time. So definitely, I'll take all this with me about everywhere
good.
I go, all my notes, all my everything. So,
yay.
And then I'll watch. I got to join the last few minutes of the call yesterday, so I will go and watch the Q&A session today.
Awesome.
So, okay. Well, sounds good.
All right.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day, all right?
Thanks. You do the same.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.